there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, that is us. Good evening, everybody. He's Rich Hornberger. I'm Arnie Spanier. We're in for the guys, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon, right here on Fox Sports Radio. A busy Wednesday, 24th day of November, the day before Thanksgiving. By the way, how's traffic out there? It's got to be murderous on you, huh?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just a sea of red lights every direction you look. This is obviously one of the busiest travel days in the 365 of every year, and Los Angeles, to say is congested is maybe underestimating.
You know, it's so funny. I told you I went to the theater yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
I left a little bit early to get the car in place so we could bolt out of there to beat the traffic. And I'm saying to myself, what are we doing? There's no traffic. If I miss one light, I get upset. That's traffic out here, you know?
Yeah.
There's no traffic out here.
Yeah, I mean,
unbelievable.
It can be pretty brutal. I mean, to go, I guess when I was driving up here today, to go what would normally take you 5 minutes on a freeway nearby took me some part of a half hour, and I'm just white knuckling the steering wheel, and I got the Paw Patrol playing for the 6-year-old and the 3-year-old in the back seat, and I mean, you know, I was wondering if Chase was going to be actually able to solve this case, or if Marshall was going to be able to help them deliver the victory. And, you know, the patrol, the Paw Patrol, they pulled it out. They figured it out, which is great. But if I hear that theme song one more time, I mean, holy smokes.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't miss out there is the traffic. That thing will choke you to death, my friend. No doubt about that. Rich Ortberger, Artie Spanier. By the way, now that we've done a full hour of radio, I think I could ask you the hard-hitting questions about Thanksgiving. You know, you've talked about the turkey and the side dishes and the pies and all that. Where does alcohol play a factor in your Thanksgiving? You have some of those relatives that as soon as they walk in, it's a drink in their hand and it never goes down, or what? You tell me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Every family's got one or two where it's like, you know, as soon as you start serving, they're just like, oh, well, I mean, it's after 3, you know.
It's after 3, I'm after 12. How about that? Yeah.
And then it's off to the races. You go. You know, I do business the way business is being done. I sort of, you know, like I'll compare it to my NFL career. Like when you had an officiating crew who was calling holding penalties, well, you made sure you didn't hold. But if you had a crew that was going to turn the blind eye, well, then, you know, maybe you're going to throw a couple of defensive linemen on the ground. And so goes my alcohol consumption, depending on the group I'm with. You know, if it's going to be a dry night, okay, we'll play Pictionary without tying one on. But, you know, if you're gonna invite me to the cookout and you want to throw back some bourbons, let's roll.
Wow. You'll throw them now with the best of them, though, will you not? Or,
Oh, yeah, I got no problem. Yeah.
All right, we do have a lot to get to. By the way, you know, you're a Penn State guy, kind of rivalry weekend is now like 3 or 4 weekends, it seems like, in college football. You got Ohio State, Michigan, Auburn, Alabama. Do you still feel, because I kind of feel we've lost rivalries. I don't even know if Ohio State, Michigan's still the rivals. Is it, people try to say it's Michigan, Michigan State. Who's Penn State's rival? Is it Ohio State? I'm not even.
What's so weird about Penn State is they're actually, I believe their motto now for the football program is unrivaled, and that sounds very kitschy. It sounds very like, oh, we have no, but they kind of don't. The Nittany Lions were independent until the 90s when they joined the Big Ten, and outside of a couple of you know, proximity rivalries like playing against Pittsburgh, which they really haven't done very much of lately because it only benefits Pittsburgh really when they face each other, or when they, you know, playing Pitt, it's like, well, if you lose, you know, that's a huge win for Pitt. If you win, then it's like, well, you were supposed to be Pitt. You know, so it's kind of a lose-lose proposition for Penn State. And then the only other one, I believe years and years and years ago, they used to play West Virginia on a fairly regular basis. I want to call it the backyard brawl, something
right,
like that.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And that's really lost. You know, it's been sort of lost over time. So yeah, Penn State really doesn't have like a conference or division rival in the Big Ten.
I think since the realignment happened, I mean, I remember the days back in Nebraska, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you were not a fan of either one of those teams, you were still watching that game. Just the sheer enjoyment of that one. That was fantastic. And then, you know, even though you still have USC Notre Dame, the USC Notre Dame rivalry, not what it was. Back in what, the, as Hartman would tell you, when I was a kid, 60s, 70s, 80s, or whatever, not even the same type of rivalry that it is right now there, Rich.
No, certainly not. And then you mentioned Ohio State, Michigan. You know, if it wasn't so lopsided, it would feel like, well, wow, you know, that's something that really still does stir the Americas here on our hemisphere. And the truth is, it really doesn't, because, you know, it sort of feels like pigs to slaughter when Michigan, you know, faces the Buckeyes these days, because it just has been that way the for the most part over the past decade or longer, you know, and you know, and that's really, kind of where the talk about expanding the playoff circuit and inviting more teams to partake, because Michigan's got a decent team this year. I mean, I don't think they're beating Ohio State in the regular season good, but could they end up sneaking into the postseason, and can you make some noise? Yeah. Like, if you have 12 teams in, like you were saying earlier on, sure, yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, you figure you want a bigger table at the barbecue, but for whatever reason, these television networks and the college football playoff committee are still waffling over the idea. I say the more the merrier.
I think Dan Patrick said a couple days ago that if they make the decision by December or January, they'll go from 4 to 12 starting next year, which got me all excited. As for Michigan and Harbaugh, for the first time in I don't know how many years, we don't hear Harbaugh's got to win this game or he's going to get fired. That's not going around anymore. I think his job is safe. He's done a good job. Blew that lead against Michigan State. I get a feeling that Ohio State game is going to be tough. You know, the line in that game was only 6 points when it opened. I think it's up to like 8 or 9. So that shows you that's a lot of respect for Michigan. It'll be a lot closer than people expect. But none of this fire Harbaugh stuff going around now, Rich.
No, there isn't, because, you know, you don't want to reset your culture on the precipice of this great change in college football. You know, you fire Harbaugh, you're essentially admitting we're now in rebuild mode and we're going to start a new culture and we may have to weather a storm early on here. And the truth is, you don't want to do that. You know, you want to keep some consistency here. You want to have the same voice in the room because, like you mentioned, he's had success. Now, has he won the most important game on their regular season schedule year after year after year against Ohio State? The answer is no. Well, you know, has he won, you know, major bowl games over the course of his time at Michigan? That's been a lopsided record. But is he a talented coach that helped revive that university's football program and got them to a point where they're contending year after year? The answer is yes. And if you do expand the postseason in the haste that we're discussing, you want Harbaugh there. I don't think there's any doubting that.
The Big Ten has kind of been, brought back to life. But as for Michigan, yeah, I like this game to be close. I think Ohio State's offense is absolutely tremendous. I thought last week was going to be close against Michigan State. I said, oh, watch out for this one. I couldn't have been more wrong on that. But I've been waiting for this one, and I would love to see Michigan get the upset. By the way, Michigan would jump Cincinnati, wouldn't they, if they go ahead and beat Ohio State? They would drop Cincinnati out of that top four, I'm guessing, or no?
Well, I don't think so, because if you
Ohio
have...
Ohio State, then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Ohio State might drop, and then, yeah, it could be Michigan. Yeah, no, you know, it's like this. Cincinnati hasn't lost a game yet this season, and if they win out, If now, with 2 weeks left of this playoff rankings, they aren't going to... If they don't lose a game, I don't see a way where they fall out of the top four. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, they can fall out of the top four right now. Like I said, if Michigan, let's say, barely beats Ohio State,
yeah,
then Michigan jumps into the top four. Maybe they don't drop Ohio State below Cincinnati. Next thing you know, Cincinnati's back on the outside looking in.
I guess. I could see it. Well, because it's a made-for-TV ranking anyways, so let's all be very clear with each other. If the networks had it their way, Cincinnati wouldn't be in. It would be Michigan and Ohio State and, you know, potentially Notre Dame and Georgia. You know, it's just like you would rather to have these traditional prestige blue-chip teams
absolutely
in this matchup down the stretch of the season, but... I don't know. Maybe they threw him a bone and put him at four, and they said, if chaos reigns, you'll stay. But like you mentioned, if you have movement from the five spot, if you have movement from the six spot, and a team with one loss or two losses even has a better argument for the four spot than an undefeated Cincinnati playing in a group of five conference, then yeah, I could look again, because it's made for TV. They want the best ratings possible, not the best teams playing each other.
Rich, what am I supposed to do? Say, just because you beat Notre Dame, that's good. That's it. We're going to go ahead and put you in the into the 14 playoff because you beat Notre Dame in who? Murray State. You beat Notre Dame in Navy, who you barely beat anyway. You beat Notre Dame in...
And a bad Navy team, by the way.
Yeah, Tulsa.
Yeah.
Southern Florida. I look, SMU, okay, I guess. But I'm going to put you in. because you're not a Power 5 conference, you don't have the cachet, and all you did was beat Notre Dame in South Bend, which is a good win, but that doesn't mean I got to invite you to the party and put you in the 14 playoff because of that win. Rich, I don't know if that's fair.
Well, you never know until you know, and the tricky thing that the committee has in front of them is making a strong enough argument for one of these teams with one loss or two jumping them. And so that brings us back to the conversation we were just having. Yeah, I agree with you. I from a strength of schedule or a perceived strength of schedule conversation, you can make great arguments against Cincinnati having a bid. But the problem is they sit at 4 right now. Yeah. So if they finish 12-0 and then they win their conference championship and then they're waiting to see who's going to knock them off and nobody can from a record standpoint, you're going to have some awfully hard feelings. Now, maybe this is the show they want. Maybe they want one of these teams to leapfrog Cincinnati and the Bearcats get left out in the cold. And that's the strongest argument that, you know, these group of five teams are going to have for college football playoff expansion. And then it's undeniable. Like, you need to have more teams in there because this team got hosed because what? They're just unlucky to be playing in the conference they're playing in? Yeah, it's interesting.
Yes. Yes.
because I would be fascinated to see what a Cincinnati looks like against a Georgia. I would be fascinated to see what that offense looks like, you know, trading blows with an Ohio State, you know, should they meet, you know. If it goes down the way if it goes down the way it's slated right now, I feel like Georgia would feast on the Bearcats. But we don't know until we know.
What happens if Michigan beats Ohio State, Notre Dame beats Stanford, and somehow Cincinnati loses to East Carolina? Michigan jumps Cincinnati. Does Notre Dame jump Cincinnati?
Possible.
More than possible. It's going to happen. If that scenario happened, that's going to happen.
Yeah, well, I'll give you an example. And this is way, way lower down the list on the college football playoff rankings. So you got Utah, who recently have gotten hot. The Utes, you know, really rebounded. They started the season with Charlie Brewer at quarterback. They played against San Diego State, the Aztecs, and got beat by the Aztecs in triple overtime. And during that game, Brewer gets knocked out by the Aztecs defense, and this stud QB, Cameron Rising, comes in, and he's had a sensational season. He's really helped the Utes rebound. Well, now down the stretch of the season, San Diego State, who's got one loss and has already beat Utah, just got leapfrogged by Utah by 2 spots. Mm. And it's because Utah continues to pile on Pac-12 win after Pac-12 win after Pac-12 win. And the committee has made it clear. It doesn't matter if you beat the Utes heads up. We are going to value what we perceive as a better strength of schedule and put a 3-loss team over a team with one loss who's beaten the 3-loss team. So to your point, this committee is not looking at what's fair, quote unquote. They're looking at what gets the most national attention and appeases the masses. And so, yeah, I could very easily see the Bearcats getting leapfrogged by 2 teams and then having a strong argument that they got hosed. But then, you know, like it happened with UCF, then life goes on. They can buy the ring for their players. and then everybody watches next year as the next group of 5 teams gets snowed over.
Just say you're number one. He's Rich Hornberger. I'm Arnie Spanier. In for the guys, Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. When we get back, Jason Cole, our NFL insider, stops on by. We got some NFL to get to. That's coming up next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The 2024 presidential campaign features 2 candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, good evening, everyone. Rich Ornberger, Arnie Spanier here on Fox Sports Radio. In for the guys, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. As we start the fill-in season, you know that, don't you? Everybody was working. All the regular Monday through Friday guys were working up until now was the first day they were taken off. It started with Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Otherwise, all the bigwigs were working. That's kind of surprising there, Rich.
Yeah, listen, you know, you gotta call in the A-team, though, when all of a sudden all hell broke loose, and that's why you and I are here tonight. I mean, it's they had to call in the big guys, you know, to handle business. So that's what we're doing here all the way up until 11 p.m. Pacific. Past midnight your time.
Yeah, 2 a.m. I like the way you couldn't do the math, but we'll get to that later.
No.
Let's get to our guest. Joining us now, editor-in-chief at fansided.com, also a Hall of Fame voter. It's our buddy, Jason Cole. How you doing, Jason?
I'm fantastic. It's so good to talk to competent people.
That's right. Thank you for professing the truth right off the top of this interview, good sir.
He sounds sexy.
I love it.
I love my boys, but I got to give them a little something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you're a Hall of Fame voter. I'm just kind of curious, what do you look for? Is it strictly statistics or?
No, it's really a smell test. It's a combination of all those things. You take into account, longevity, which is important. You take stats that are important. Impact, that's important. You know, the eyeball test. Did they play on winning teams? Were they winning players? It's a really difficult process. Yeah. And so it's, and I'll say this year's class is really, really difficult because I think there are a lot of guys who, some people will say, no question that guy's a Hall of Famer, or, there's some debate, or, he's very good. And those are really tough distinctions. Now, DeMarcus Ware kind of jumps off the page at me as a high-impact player. The wide receivers, Andre Johnson, I think, is the best of that group. But it's a difficult group to sort through, and everybody has their own biases, and you know, did they like the way that a guy played? You know, all those kinds of things that go into it. I'm a big Vince Wilfork guy, because winning matters to me, and I think that position is so underappreciated. So, and Zach Thomas, you know, I love Zach Thomas, but you know, you've got Patrick Willis on there now, and I think anybody who saw the two of them play would say Patrick Willis was probably a better player, you know, on a given, you know, consistently when he played, but Zach had a much longer career and played at an extremely high level for a long time. So these are the kinds of arguments we're going to have. And I think it's going to be very split up, and I think it's going to be a fun day when we get together and talk about these guys. It's going to be really, really interesting to see what are the convincing arguments.
You know, Jason, I find myself put off by subjective, you know, greatest of all time lists. And the reason, you know, and you know, I promise this ends in a question. I'm not just diminishing what you are tasked to do with the Hall of Fame voting, but I'm put off by it because how do you quantify the necessity of a great defensive tackle nose like Vince Wilfork against a much more noticeable impact player like a Patrick Willis? You know, how do you separate the greatness that is perceived out at wide receiver versus the true team building and foundational impact of an offensive tackle who anchors a great team, a winning team? You know, so it really does. It puts in the crosshairs like that all of this is kind of nonsense. You know, we're discussing minutiae and we're making decisions.
Rich, I know exactly where you're going.
Yeah,
and I won't disagree with you. Like, and look, you know, it's like walking into the Louvre. Okay. Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a great Louvre comparison.
And I can walk in and I go, okay, this is. Some of the stuff's really great, and I'm like, and some of it bores me to tears, right? And some of it I just don't get. And some of it, you know, and some of it's like, oh my God, that's magnificent, right? And it's all in the eye of the beholder. And that's why you have a lot of people and we get together and we actually talk about it. And yeah, it's not like baseball where there are, you know, statistical milestones, and, you know, a lot of it is, you know, I mean, look, I can't tell you the number of guys that I thought either weren't or, you know, true Hall of Famers or should be automatics. And I talked to somebody else and they're like, I don't think so. You know, like you hear that. And so it's part of the process, and it's an inexact science. And, you know, I always get back to, you know, you talk about the greatest of all time. You know, everybody's Brady's the greatest of all time, or Jerry Rice, or Jim Brown, or, you know, and it's an endless loop of an argument, right? And I always say, look, especially with quarterbacks, list the top, like, eight guys. You know, I think we can all kind of agree that there's a group of about eight, maybe ten, whatever it is.
Right.
And, you know, one of them, you can have an argument of who's the greatest of all time. You know, I'm a big John Elway fan. I went to college with the guy. I have my own personal biases, right? But Brady's obviously had this amazing career, and Manning and all these other guys, right? I'll just say this. If we're picking sides for a team and I have those eight guys on the board, I'll take the eighth pick. I'm good. Whoever you leave me on the board, I'll be all right. I can build a winning team around that guy.
Hmm. No, but does it get heated when you did? Does it get, like, really heated? And does anybody ever change your mind or no?
I mean, there are some guys. I mean, look, I got heated with some guys about Paul Tagliabue because I was not a big Paul Tagliabue. And it took me a long, long time to come to a decision on Paul Tagliabue. Mm. And I did not believe that he belonged in the Hall of Fame. But there is a very strong contingent who did. And I respect those guys and what they believe in. But I didn't agree. And I had some critical factors that came into that decision. You know, specifically around the concussion issue, where I think he showed a distinct lack of leadership and didn't protect the men who played the game. And so I had a really hard time. But it was that one took weeks to discuss. And I talked to people who were very, very much in favor of him, and yeah, they weren't real happy with me when I decided. But that's okay. You know, like. that's part of the fun. I mean, and to be quite honest, like, it would be nice in this country, and I'm not going to go on some big soliloquy, if we could have arguments and discussions that are heated and we come out and, you know, about more important subjects than football.
Yeah.
Where we come out and we, like, sit there and go, okay, I still respect your opinion. You know, I don't agree with you. That would be nice.
No, and you know, it comes down to respect, and that's exactly, you know, what you're driving towards. Because at the end of the day, if you respect the opinion of somebody who has an oppositional view as yours, then you understand they're coming from a point of education, and they're trying to do the same thing you're doing, which is making all the puzzle pieces fit. Which brings me to this question about the era that these players played in, because you have this huge list of semifinalists, and you know, you compare a receiver, you know, who played in, you know, finished his career in 2015 versus a receiver who played in the 90s the majority of his career, you know, statistical differences are profound because of the reliance on the running game back then versus now. Mm-hmm. Does that come into play in a great deal, or how big of a part does that play?
You have to adjust. I mean, fortunately, for the most part, guys did play in the same era. Now, I mean, Hines Ward did not play in a drastically different era than Steve Smith, or, you know, I mean, they're overlap quite a bit. And so there's not as big a difference between those guys. But I do remember a year or two ago, this one writer who I've never even met him. And he wrote this column about the Hall of Fame process. And he was talking about T.O. and how T.O. didn't get in and all these other things. And he said, look at the stats of all these other guys who were first ballot guys who got in all the way. And he listed Steve Largent. And he listed Steve Largent. And he said, you know, Largent's, you know, stats come, you know, pale in comparison. I'm like, dude, he played in the 70s and the 80s. When Steve Largent quit, he was number one in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. Now,
wow.
He got passed and lapped by Jerry Rice. But that's Jerry Rice.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Who I would make a very serious argument is the greatest player of all time. Now, I'm not sure many people would agree with me, but I would argue Jerry Rice was the greatest player of all time. But that's okay. You know, and I just look at it and go, if you didn't, like, you weren't old enough to see Largent play, but if you go adjust for his numbers when he quit, like, he was the best that ever played numbers wise. You know, maybe he wasn't the greatest who ever played, you know, I mean, he's not Lance Allworth or some of the other guys who are in the Hall of Fame, but he's damn good. And so you have to respect those numbers that he put up and put them in their place, that he was the best at that time in all three categories. It wasn't a chance thing.
Yeah. He's Jason Cole, editor-in-chief at fansided.com. Jason, you have a great Thanksgiving, my friend. We do appreciate you stopping on by on this holiday time, and thanks a lot. We'll do it again.
I have one question for Orenberger before you go. Orenberger, what's up with DuPars? Are they going to sell the dry recipe? What's going to happen?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you asked. So the famous hotcakes at DuPars, I've just gotten my hands on some of the dry ingredients. I'll ship it out to you. I'll text you.
Oh, please do.
I will.
Gotta have it.
I will.
All right, dude. All right, later.
All right, take care. Jason Cole, off and running. Appreciate him stopping on by.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. and you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rich Ornberger, Artie Spanier, right here on Fox Sports Radio. In for the guys, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon. By the way, not to get it, because I know this is probably not a short answer, but who do you guys root for down there in football? I mean, you're anti-Chargers, I'm assuming, or do you still like the Chargers after what they did? Are you just waiting for a new team? Do you jump on the Ram bandwagon? Do you jump on the Raider bandwagon? What do you do down there? What's going on?
It's such a split, you know, and that's I'm sure very similar to the situation in St. Louis with the Rams leaving there as well, and Oakland with the Raiders moving on to Vegas. It's split. There are certain people who turned off their televisions altogether in terms of NFL football.
Yeah, but it's close though. It's only like what, a couple hours away, so you don't feel like you've lost it altogether, you know?
Right. There's certain people who found a different team, and there's certain people who go, look, you know, I'm a Charger fan. I know this roster. I enjoy following these players' careers, and I'm going to make the trek. You know, whether it's, you know, making the trek twice a year as opposed to making it to all 8 home games, you know, paying for single game tickets as opposed to being a season ticket holder. There are plenty of our listeners down in San Diego who call into the radio station or comment on our text line or Twitter and love when you talk about the team they root for still. It's interesting because it's a rarity, although it's happened more recently, teams abandoning a city where they played for a long time, like the aforementioned Rams and Raiders. But yeah, it leaves a city behind who wants to root for them but feels sort of dirty doing so.
Now, Rich, you're a Penn State guy.
Yeah.
James Franklin gets the extension. I'm just curious, isn't USC a better job? As it used to be a better job, and LSU's got to be a better job other than the SEC. So if you're talking about conferences, anything in the SEC's got to be a better job, or at least upper echelon, and that's what LSU used to be, a upper echelon. Didn't they have a championship 3 years ago? So aren't both those jobs better than staying at Penn State?
Well, here's the problem. And it's the reason why Ed Orgeron worked, you know, down there in the bayou. You listen to his accent, you can connect, A to B. You know, the guy was a proficient recruiter down there at LSU, and you know, he spoke the language, and he could walk around to area high schools, and it made sense. You know, you bring in a guy like James Franklin to a Penn State. He was born and raised in Pennsylvania, you know, and he's recruited all over the Northeast the majority of his coaching career, going only as far as south as Vandy. So what college football comes down to, and a lot of people miss this, especially coaching, is how good of a recruiter you are, because you're only as good as the best players you're coaching. And so that's the reason why we see Alabama at the top of the list every year, because they have the best recruits. And Ohio State, same with them, and Georgia. I mean, there's this repeat. It's rinse and repeat every year, because these five stars come out of high school and they want to play for the NFL factories.
So there's only eight of them? There's only eight five-star recruits? Because what happened to all these great high school players? Why are they not trickling on down? Why isn't there enough high school stars for the Rutgers of the world,
right,
and my Arizona Wildcats and stuff like that, Rich?
Well, it's because, in my opinion, it's because of social media. It's because when you used to build a name for yourself, like in the state of Pennsylvania, and you went to the hometown school, you know, there was this recognition that you had as a result of you were a known quantity in your area. Now with social media, if you're a great receiver playing football in Florida, trust me, the coaches in Southern California know about it because
they
see the social media posts. You know, with the advent of internet high school scouting websites, that was the first step. And now social media has taken it even further. So it doesn't matter where you are, coaches are able to find you, connect with you, and lure you to their program. So there'll be five-star recruits who will wait in line too deep behind a star quarterback at Alabama before getting their chance on the field, may only play a season before they're taken in the first round of the NFL draft. And so that's the reason there's not as many to go around for the other schools.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot as we take a break. When we get back, can you give me a story? I mean, you've had years of playing at Penn State and in the NFL. Can you give us one story time heading into Thanksgiving about your playing days? Can you do that for us when we get back?
Absolutely.
That's what I want to hear. Story time with Rich. When we get back, Rich, for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon right here on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm so excited.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
All right, good evening, everybody. Rich Hornberger, Arnie Spanier here on Fox Sports Radio. And for the guys, Jason Smith and his best friend, Mike Harmon.
Oh!
As we start the fill-in season, as people get ready for a little Thanksgiving, hope everybody enjoying your Thanksgiving or going to enjoy your Thanksgiving out there. Be safe on your travels, would you please? I know you're in a hurry to get places, but if you're driving, just take a little bit longer. You'll get there a little bit longer, but you'll get there safely. Rich, I mean, you've played at Penn State. You've played in the NFL. You've got to have some great stories over the years. Got to have some rich story time. You got to give me one good story, okay, please?
Sure, yeah. You know, when you asked me that question, I don't know why. It's probably because of the proximity to the holiday, but I have a Halloween story with the Patriots that was, at the time, it was just bizarre. So I was a rookie in 2009 with the New England Patriots, and, you know, we had a pretty loaded squad. Every year you can look around and see Pro Bowlers everywhere you look, but yeah. Randy Moss was one of our teammates.
Ooh.
And Randy was a great teammate. Really, really wonderful guy. And I mean, I'm so glad that he's doing media now and people are getting to see this personality, because I think he got a bad rap for, you know, how he may have acted and been perceived, different teams he played for before showing up in New England, and even maybe toward the end of his time in New England. But great, great teammate, great dude, one of the funniest dudes to hang with. Well, somehow he convinced Bill Belichick to allow him to get in front of the team and announce that he's throwing a team-wide holiday party. So we had a daily squad meeting. The entire team would sit down in their assigned seats, and we'd be, you know, giving Bill our undivided attention for anywhere between 30 minutes to an hour. And Randy got in front of the team. He called him up. So I'm like, oh, what's going on here? He goes, all right, y'all. He's got that thick drawl. All right, y'all. Listen. You know, we got games to play. I understand that, Bill. But, look, we also got to cut loose a little bit. So I'm throwing us all a Halloween party. Everybody's invited. Bring y'all girls. Bring y'all girlfriends. Bring y'all wives and fiancés. Don't mix them up, though. Don't invite both of them. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm looking at you. You know, he's pointing at us. He's like, all right, I'm just saying. Just, you know, make sure. I don't want any fighting. I don't want any scratching going on, but we're going to do it. He announces that he's having it at a roller rink. Of all places. So, okay. Like, he's running out an entire roller rink for a night. I mean, I figured we weren't going to be there with, like, you know, a 9-year-old birthday party. So on our next day off after Halloween, we all go down to this roller rink in the middle of nowhere, Massachusetts. And, you know, a bunch of the offensive linemen, we got a car service to drive us out there. And, we, you know, we had a couple of cold ones on our way and picking guys up. And it was, you know, it was just a ride over there was fun. And so we get there and we got the wives and the girlfriends and the, you know, the whole bit. And I didn't expect to see any of the coaches, honestly. I figured they would all be like, oh, you know, if Bill knew we were coming to this, you know, this party, I mean, no way. You know, I'm not going to be the one who, you know, has the picture, you know, with the lampshade on the head, whatever. So we all show up at this roller rink, and little by little, more and more of the coaching staff start rolling in. I'm like, geez, wow, okay. He's got some brave guys on this coaching staff.
Hell of a party, yeah.
So I'm dressed in like Daisy Dukes and a blonde wig. I'm wearing like a cutoff flannel shirt. I just look like, I don't even know what I look like. I look like the Tiger King. I mean, years before he was even famous. I look like I owned my own zoo in Oklahoma. I'm drinking Tall Boy Budweiser's. You know, we're having a good time. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, through the front door, the best costume of the night, or I should say the best costumed couple of the night, walk through the door. And I'm just like, who the hell is that? Turns out it's Bill Belichick and his girlfriend, Linda, who show up at the party dressed in full pirate garb. And I mean, he's got the eye patch. He's got the fake parrot on his shoulder. He's got the sword. She's dressed as, you know, a woman of the ports. I mean, it was absolutely sensational.
That.
And he was like convivial and fun. And he's having drinks and he's laughing. And
get out of
here. Dude, I'm not kidding. It was like this crazy fun night. And he was like, what are you dressed as? And I'm just like, honestly, Bill, I have no idea. I'm
the same guy that's there on the Cincinnati? That guy you're talking about?
That's the same guy.
And
so we're all partying together, and then come Wednesday morning, it's just, like, it was almost like all of that was erased. And it was just like, is this the same guy? Because he's like, listen, you know, we got the Dolphins, and this defense is going to tear your faces off. And you're just like, what on earth? Like, I don't know if I can take everything seriously the way I used to. But yeah, that was my introduction to the league. Where, you know, you got a player like Randy Moss who caught 50 touchdown passes for you, and he invites you to a Halloween party, you show up.
I love that. I love that, man. I think I would have died if I would have saw Belichick should do his press conferences just like that.
Like a pirate.
Oh, I think it'd be great. All right, 2 hours are in the books. We're at halftime. Where is the time gone? It has just flown on by. We're going to catch our breath, wash our face, get ready for the second half of the show. Got a lot of NFL to get into. We haven't even taken a look at Week 12, so we'll start with that. We got some LeBron news to get to also. You want to be part of the show, get your tweets in at Orenberger, O-H-R-N-B-E-R-G-E-R. I'm at Stinkin' Genius One. All that coming up right here next on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.